They met 1 year ago in Statesboro, Georgia, in the second round of the FCS playoffs. It was there that the Georgia Southern Eagles ended the Cinderella season of the ODU Monarchs with a 55-48 victory. This year, the tables are turned as the Monarchs host the Eagles in the quarterfinals with their eyes set on an FCS title. It's Georgia Southern and Old Dominion. Eagles and Monarchs, playoff football on WODU. So happy to have you with us here, perched up atop the SB Ballard Stadium Foreman Field broadcast booth. I'm Brian Gardner with Kendall Davis. Welcome to Jungle Blairs and the PA, and we're about ready to get this one started. We got it set up at the 35-yard line. The kick is up, and we are underway. Playoff football here at WODU as Evans will return it from his own two, bringing it out with a little bit of a hole, and he's dragged down at around the 19-yard line where the Monarchs will take over.
Yeah, this is going to be key to see how this first drive plays out. The field's a little wet. Players really need to get their footing down. This first play and this first drive should be able to tell us a lot of how the field conditions are down there.
Here comes Taylor Heineke in this high-powered Monarch offense. Spreads it out in the shotgun formation. We've got four wide receivers. The tailback is Tyree Lee to his left side. Three receivers at the top to the left, and Nick Mayers alone to the right. The handoff is to Tyree Lee, who tries the right side. He skips forward around the right tackle for a gain of about two.
And that was actually a pretty good, it was only a gain of two, but that was actually a pretty good game opening play. Just to calm the nerves down of some of the players who might just be a little bit nervous.
Second and eight for the long eight for the ODU Monarchs. Shotgun once again with those four wide receivers. Heineke with Lee, who has emerged as the number one back for Old Dominion. Taylor barks it out and takes a snap, a three-step drop. Here's pressure from Georgia Southern. Steps up and throws, and he hit Mayers on the hand, but Nick dropped the football.
Yeah, that was a great throw and great read by Taylor Heineke. Stayed poised under pressure, took the hit. Unfortunately, Nick Mayers cannot bring it in.
So third and eight for Old Dominion, facing a third and long early here in this one. Ball's on the 22-yard line, 14-18 to play here in the first quarter. Heineke and the Monarchs in the opening drive for the 2-yard run by Tyree Lee, a drop pass from Nick Mayers. And here's Taylor, same formation with those four wide receivers. Showing blitz are the Eagles. Taylor takes it, steps up, throws, and he's caught. That's looks like Antonio Vaughn with a little bit of room across the 40 to about the 46-yard line. Big game, first down, Old Dominion.
And that was a great call by the Old Dominion offense. They saw the middle foot has been open these last few plays, and they're getting right with the post route.
Heineke on first and 10 from the 46, 14:03 in the first quarter. Two wide receivers to either side. The back remains Tyree Lee. Taylor with his cadence, three down lineman for the Georgia Southern Eagles. Heineke takes in the three-step drop. Here comes the pressure. He's going long left. He's got a man. And oh, he overthrew Antonio Vaughn just a little bit. Had him streaking down the left sideline, and that would have been six.
That would have been six. Antonio Vaughn definitely got his play. Hard throw to make, though. They'll get many more opportunities. If Georgia Southern does not make adjustments.
So the Monarchs, as is their trademark, shuttling in the wide receivers after sending them long, trying to keep the Georgia Southern defensive backs from getting a breather. They'll go no huddle, as they always do, with 11 on the play clock. Taylor Heineke, four wide receivers. He'll bark it out as creeping up to the line, one of the safeties for Georgia Southern, and now Taylor's going to adjust things. Just two on the play clock, he's going to waste a timeout.
Yeah, I'd rather take a timeout right there if I'm Taylor Heineke. You don't need anything to give Georgia Southern any unnecessary momentum early in this game.
So at 13:46 to play here in the first quarter. No scores. The first timeout of the game taken by Old Dominion. Heineke, after a nice pass completion to Antonio Vaughn, got him to the 46-yard line. It is second and 10.
Again, it looks like right off the bat that Coach Wilder and Taylor Heineke are going to test the pass defense of Georgia Southern right now.
So again, thank you for being with us. Brian Gardner, Kendall Davis here on WODU, Old Dominion Monarch football. So Monarchs hosting the Georgia Southern Eagles. This is, if you're unaware, a rematch of last year's second-round playoff game, which the Monarchs fell to Georgia Southern 55-48 down in Statesboro, Georgia. That ended the Cinderella season for the Old Dominion Monarchs.
And the Monarchs are definitely no Cinderella now. They're definitely coming in here as one of the top favorites with a lot of publicity and media coverage.
So Heineke and the Monarchs back out onto the field, joined by the Georgia Southern Eagles. It's got Tyree Lee as the back, four wide receivers, two to either side. The play clock starts to move, Taylor sets him up. Standing around his own 40-yard line, Heineke deep in the shotgun, he takes the snap. Pressure coming, steps up, throws, he's got a man, that's caught. Larry Pinkard out into Georgia Southern territory. First down, Old Dominion, across the 42 to the 39.
Yeah, I don't know what type of style Georgia Southern plays in the conference, but it looks like they're trying to pressure Taylor Heineke. It's looking like it's coming back to bite with
him. Now, you talked about the good defense, was pass defense giving up just about 210 passing yards a game to Georgia Southern Eagles. This is a test that they have not seen yet in Taylor Heineke, as he takes it, drops, throws to the right side, and just a little bit out of the reach of Blair Roberts, incomplete.
Jennifer Roberts, incomplete.
Like you said, they never had a test against Taylor Heineke. Taylor Heineke, he might be one of the best quarterbacks I've seen play in my lifetime as far as actual person-wise. So it's going to be very difficult for Georgia Southern to contain him, because this man can play.
Three to the left, one alone to the right is Blair Roberts. Those are the wide receivers. Shotgun for Heineke and the Monarchs. Taylor with Tyree Lee waiting, and now he has the snap. Three-step drop for Heineke, who waits in the pocket, bounces, throws for Tyree Lee to the right side, and squirting forward for a gain of about five is Tyree Lee. He'll spot it at the 34-yard line.
You know, a great advantage of having a quarterback like Taylor Heineke. He's very poised under pressure, and that's really going to help out the running game as well, because it's going to slow down the pressure coming from Georgia Southern's defense.
Heineke, third and five. Clock moves at 13:05 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Monarchs and the Eagles. Playoff football in WODU. FCS quarterfinals. Heineke takes it. Pressure. He's rolling to his right. Heineke gets away from one. He's still on his feet. Held by the foot. He gets away to Tyree Lee, who is dropped for a loss. But what an individual effort by Taylor Heineke to get rid of that football.
I see Taylor Heineke's been looking at a little bit of Robert Griffin out there on the field. That was a great play to stay on his feet by Taylor Heineke, taking what the defense gave him.
So fourth and 13. The ball's in that shady area at the 42-yard line. And you know how much Bobby Wilder hates to punt the football. We have seen around this area of the field, Heineke go ahead and drop a little deeper into the shotgun and give that left-footed pooch punt. And the Monarchs' offense are going to stay on the field. This is a fourth and a very long 13. So we'll see if they choose to have Heineke go ahead and punt it. He's standing at about the Georgia Southern 49-yard line.
And it looks like if he is going to punt it, they're not ready for it.
He spread him out in four wide receivers, three to the right, one alone to the left. Heineke looking over to his sideline, receiving a call. There's 20 seconds on the play clock. They got plenty of time to figure this out. And so switch things up, and now Tyree Lee drops back further into the shotgun with Heineke. He's barking it out and takes a snap, and he's looking to pass. Taylor steps up, spins away from a tackle. Heineke going to run with it. Heineke at the 35 to the 40, first down over Dominion. Inside the 20 as he slides down for a first down. Little run by Taylor Heineke.
All you can say is, wow, Taylor Heineke, this is his first pitch game. Why he is the star of the Dominion football team.
23 yards on the fourth down run, and this crowd is alive here at Foreman Field. So a 4th and 12 scramble and a first down run for Taylor Heineke. Takes the snap, hands off, Tyree Lee sweeps to the left side. Lee around the corner, inside the 10, and he's tripped up at the 6. But another first down for Old Dominion. They're moving this football.
Yeah, just like I said earlier, Taylor Heineke is going to take pressure off of Tyree Lee. He's going to draw attention from Tyree Lee. Therefore, Tyree Lee should look to have a big grand game.
12-yard gain for Tyree Lee. First down, Old Dominion. It's a first and goal at the 6 for Heineke and the Monarchs. Still spread them out in that shotgun. 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Heineke takes it, makes the handoff, throws a little screen. Larry Pinker, he's got some blocking, but a good tackle put on there by Georgia Southern. On the coverage was John Stevenson and Darius Ebanks.
That was a very good hit by Stevenson. That was a very good hit. I thought the ball was going to come out for a little while.
That brings up second and goal after a gain of 4. As Pinkard patiently picked up the four yards. So it makes it a little bit easier here on second down. Heinicke from the gun. Delayed handoff. No, he's going to keep it himself. Taylor Heinicke to the left side. Touchdown, Old Dominion.
Did you see that read that Taylor Heinicke had in the fake off of that defensive end? That was a great read by Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke faked the sweep handoff to the right with Tyree Lee, and then fooled me up here in the broadcast booth, pulled it in himself, walked in for six as he held the ball out, walking across the goal line, the first touchdown of this football game. The Monarchs strike first. It's 6-0, 11:03 to play here in the first quarter. Jared Brown out to make it 7. Snap, hold, kick is up, and the kick is good. Jared Brown knocks it through. 7-0, Old Dominion on top of Georgia Southern. It's Old Dominion Monarch playoff football here at WODU.